Message number 594. They will question and analyze my word for fear of making a terrible error. Friday, October 26, 2012 at 11:06 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, so much work needs to be done by my followers to purge the earth of the infestation which spreads like a blanket over many people who do not believe in God. So many wander the world without any sense of direction. They are empty of spiritual feelings and are ignorant of the love of God. They are the souls I yearn for and for whom I wish to embrace with the truth. You, my followers, must go to them and tell them that I, Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Messiah, will come soon. They must know that they will not be cast away, for it is because of you of this generation that I come at this time. Many others who are spiritually aware of the existence of God will be curious but hesitant in accepting my messages. Others who proclaim my word and who are devout Christians will be wary and slow to embrace all that I say. They will question and analyze my word for fear of making a terrible error. They are fearful of being fed a lie. Then there will be the clergy and Christian churches who will rise and respond to my call. Some will respond quickly, for they will feel my love surge through their veins when they read my messages. Others will feel an instant calling through my gift of the Holy Spirit contained in my holy word. Some will be more cautious than others, but in time their numbers will increase to millions. This is why you, my followers, must persevere. While many will reject you in my name in the beginning, this will change. When the truth is widely known and welcomed, you will be sought out. My word will be treated with love and respect, although by doing so these souls will suffer. It does not matter how much opposition there will be against me, for my mission will not fail. Endure such opposition. Accept that the abuse which will be meted out to you because of these messages. This is to be expected when the word of God is poured over the earth. Those in darkness will not accept my word, as it will disrupt their lives. It will make them reevaluate their beliefs, which they will not want to have to face. To accept my word would mean they would have to change their ways. They sadly have no desire to change their ways, for it does not appeal to them. I will not rest until I open their eyes to the truth. Nor do I expect you, my disciples, to stop until as many people as possible unite as one in the eyes of God. Your Jesus.